Welcome to LBIC's experience of Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina is simply a guided meditation on a particular passage of Scripture. Before each reading of the Scripture, you will be given something to pay attention to. The objective is not to study the Scripture, but to listen and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit might be saying. Whatever the Spirit might say to us should draw us closer to the person of Jesus, who is God in the flesh. We welcome you to today's Lectio experience.
This reading comes from John chapter 9, verses 35 to 41. The same text will be read three times. Before each reading, there will be some simple instructions to guide your interaction with the reading. After each reading, there will be a time of silence to give you space to be attentive to how the Holy Spirit may be speaking to you. This first reading is simply a plain reading of the text. This will give you an opportunity to remind yourself that you are in God's presence right now where you are. It is a chance simply to hear the Scripture. A reading from John chapter 9, verses 35 to 41. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have already seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you now." "I believe, Lord," the man said, and knelt down before Jesus. Jesus said, "I have come to this world to judge, so that the blind should see, and those who see should become blind." Some Pharisees who were there with him heard him say this and asked him, "Surely you don't mean that we are blind too?" Jesus answered, "If you were blind, then you would not be guilty. But since you claim that you can see, this means that you are still guilty." During the second reading, pay attention to a word or phrase you feel drawn to. John chapter 9, verses 35 to 41. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, Tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have already seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you now." "I believe, Lord," the man said, and knelt down before Jesus. Jesus said, "I came to this world to judge, so that the blind should see, and those who see should become blind." Some Pharisees who were there with him heard him say this and asked him, "Surely you don't mean that we are blind too?" Jesus answered, "If you were blind, then you would not be guilty. But since you claim that you can see, this means that you are guilty." During this final reading, listen for the invitation of God. What is God inviting you into? What is God inviting you to receive? Is there a particular way God is inviting you to respond? John chapter 9, verses 35 to 41. When Jesus heard what had happened, he found the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Tell me who he is, sir, so that I can believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have already seen him, and he is the one who is talking with you now." "I believe, Lord," the man said, and knelt down before Jesus. Jesus said, "I have come into this world to judge, so that the blind should see and those who should see become blind." Some Pharisees who were there with him heard him say this and asked him, "Surely you don't mean that we are blind too?" Jesus answered, "If you were blind, then you would not be guilty. But since you claim that you can see, this means that you are still guilty." Now take a few moments to journal a few words or sentences about your experiences with God in this time.